It's June. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Boulder naturalists Ruth Carol Cushman and Kit Basem.
We're at Walden Ponds early in the morning, and we're going to be walking into Sawhill Ponds looking for nesting snapping turtles. We're with Kit Basem. How many years have you been coming to Sawhill Sunrise?
6 years or so.
And she has seen snapping turtles and knows where a dozen or so of their nests are.
There are probably three snapping turtles who come up from the nearer pond, and two of them dig their nests right next to the pond to our left.
Snapping turtles aren't terribly pugnacious, but if you disturb them or try to pick them up or something like that, then I would be very worried because they can actually bite with enough force to break a bone, don't they, Kit?
They could definitely break a finger, but I'm not afraid of them. I mean, we aren't lunch to them. They aren't going to mistake us for food. They're interested in fish and frogs and crayfish.
There's a lot of splashing out there, but I think there were carp. You can still see the ripples.
That would be my guess. When I've seen snapping turtles, they don't come to the surface like that. They don't wiggle around and make ripples. They hang under the water, just kind of suspended until I leave. I'm seeing a tiny little triangle sticking out of the water just in front of us. That is a snapping turtle's head.
One thing about snapping turtles is that they're not cute and cuddly like, say, bunny rabbits. You don't want to snuggle up with one. They look sort of like a prehistoric monster. The body seems too big for the carapace, the top shell. So it almost looks like a little flat hat that's perched on top of the body.
Snapping turtles, the top shell might be about a foot in diameter. Her body sticks out farther than that. I've seen a snapping turtle coming up out of the water, walking up to her typical nest site. They're pretty loyal to a given site. And at that point, they're moving kind of slowly. They're full of eggs, maybe 40 eggs, maybe more. And then she very slowly digs her nest and then starts laying the eggs. And that is not an instant process. It's not like, you know, opening the door and they all roll out. It's one at a time. They're just like ping pong balls. When they come out, they're shiny. I guess ping pong balls aren't shiny, but they're that size and that shape and that color. And they're leathery on the outside when they're laid. What are you hearing, Carol?
We're hearing a bullfrog, really loud bass voice. But there are two males. Each one is saying, "I am stronger and bigger and better than you." All birds sing and most animals make noises either to attract a mate or to repel a rival. Bullfrogs, they wipe out the native frogs like the leopard frogs.
They also can take a small turtle. It's a lovely sound, but unwelcome here because they eat the native frogs.
People ate frog legs in Louisiana, yeah. Too bad that more people don't eat them. Maybe it would keep their number of populations in control.
Snapping turtles aren't endangered, and they aren't overpopulating. The adults don't have many predators. The kids do, the babies and the eggs. Raccoons and skunks here eat, I think, almost all the eggs. Think about it. If snapping turtles lay, let's say, 30 eggs a year for 25 years, that's what, 750 eggs? On average. So why aren't we just completely overrun by snapping turtles? And it's because most of those eggs get eaten. The ones that hatch, most of those babies get eaten. And over the course of one female's lifetime. All she needs to do is have two babies survive to maturity to be able to replace herself in one male. Here's an eggshell, and it just looks like a little curled up piece of white plastic that's dirty now because it's been in the mud. That's what's left of an eggshell that some predator helped itself to, so this nest has failed. The day after a mother skunk and I were watching a turtle laying eggs, I came back to check. Eggshells were strewn down the bank. At first, I felt this pang of sadness that all those eggs had not made it. And then I saw it through the eyes of that mother skunk, and it would have looked like an incredibly rich feast for her to feed on, and so she could feed her babies, which were just within sight of where I was standing. You know, one minute I'm identifying with the skunk, and the next minute I'm identifying with the turtle, and you can't really take sides. We're all knitted together. It's all part of the same picture.
Ruth Carol Cushman and Kip Basom are friends and Boulder naturalists. For KGNU, I'm Shelley Schlender.